Debbie Ratcliffe is a spokesperson with the Texas Education Agency, or TEA. She says the state's new law is pretty clear. Among other things, it gave TEA teeth to revoke the licenses of failing charter schools.
If a school has received the state's lowest either academic or financial rating for 3 straight years, it automatically is closed.
6 schools throughout the state are failing.
American Youth Works.
One of them is American Youth Works, one of the few charters nationwide that specializes in helping dropout kids graduate.
You're welcome.
Park Smith is American Youth Works CEO, and he says his school is pretty atypical.
Most of our students come here, average 18, half the credits they need. So that's why it's a credit recovery program, dropout recovery program. We get them to catch up and move on to post-secondary education or to career pathways.
Smith says unconventional students require unconventional teaching methods. For instance, it takes some of his students 6, 7, or even 10 years to graduate. On a tour through the school, Smith stops to open a door.
This is not your typical classroom. We have rocking chairs where the mothers can sit with their baby if they're nursing in that moment. We have carpets and toys for the children.
Inside this classroom, teen moms can be seen taking care of their schoolwork. While they work on their laptops, the babies get to have some mommy time too. These babies are under a year old. The classroom is an example of American Youth Work's successes. Out of the 12 teen moms enrolled in the program this year, 8 will graduate on time and 1 will graduate early. Now, the Texas Education Agency is aware of some of the successes American Youth Works has had over the last 30 plus years. But Ratcliffe is not impressed.
Well, there's rarely a school that's completely bad. There's always some bright spot.
Over the last 30 years, the school has only had a couple of disciplinary issues. That's one of the school's bright spots. But the state agency does not focus on school's bright spots. Instead, it takes points off for each of the charter's failures. In the case of American Youth Works, CEO Smith explains the school lost points for another campus it owned before.
We had a negative academic mark for a campus that we chose to close ourselves back in 2010.
The education agency also believes the school has too many teachers per student ratio, and that's something the school takes pride on, since it not only has the mandatory number of teachers, it also has instructors for things like auto mechanics and environmental architecture. Lastly, the state says the school is failing financially.
This whole issue boils down to basically $7.62.
In order to understand what Smith is saying, it's worth mentioning that the TEA tells schools where it's okay to invest their money and where it isn't. That's because in the past, schools have lost money. But for years, American Youth Works invested in programs that paid more than what TEA allows. The school says at times they made almost 1,000 times more than what they would have made had they invested in a TEA-approved account.
So in the end, we could be shut down over $7.62 worth of interest when instead we earned $7,000. Something is wrong with this measurement tool.
Smith now invests into TEA-approved accounts. He says the school is correcting all of its wrongs. But so far, the state is still pursuing closure. So, the school is doing everything it can to prevent that from happening. First, it's appealing through the court system. Then, it's encouraging current and former students to become some sort of school ambassadors. One of these ambassadors is Ruben Castro Jr. He graduated from American Youth Works 14 years ago.
We're building a 5-star rated solar subdivision equipped with rainwater.
Castro is a construction manager for La Casa Verde, a greenhouse building company. Like the majority of students at American Youth Works, Castro had a troubled adolescence. His Achilles heel was drug addiction, and since there was no help available in his native Luling, his parents sent him to Austin.
I think I'm happy. I know I'm happy where I'm at right now. I mean, I'm pretty much running this whole subdivision.
Now, Castro has become a mentor to other kids at American Youth Works. He's even hired a couple of them. And he sees his old self in them. He remembers how he, too, wanted to give up and drop out of school. That's why he tells them,
there's also option A instead of option B and C. Choose option A if it's going to benefit you, you know?
Castro and many of the school's current students and teachers hope the agency chooses another option for the school. Now, it's up to the courts. If the courts rule in favor of the state, the school will close its doors by the end of this school year. For Edición Semanaria de Noticiero Latino, I'm Joy Diaz in Austin.